98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. Susan Matheny is the program manager at Berrien Community Foundation and joins us on this morning's Coast Social Network. And the topic for today is one that is near and dear to my heart. It's the 2021 scholarships that have been awarded through BCF, and I can relate to that because I have a scholarship program that I helped start for my late little brother called the David A. Hicks Scholarship for the Arts, also again administered by BCF. But there are plenty others that are actually helping out a lot of students within Berrien County. Susan, there's just a massive amount of dollars that are being given out this year that might be a record, right?
It is a record. It's a great day for scholarships and Berrien Community Foundation. We are happy to let the county know that this year we were able to award $296,500 in scholarships, which is a record. These are all the new scholarships. We also have renewal scholarships, but that just under $300,000 went to 73 different individual scholarships to students from all over Berrien County. I have another fun fact about this as well. Of that $296,500 awarded, just under $100,000 of it, so about a third, went to students from the Coloma and Waterville area. And that's a really unusual thing. We've broken records in that area this year.
That is awesome to hear. And we will talk to a student from that North Berrien community in just a little bit here. But can you kind of give us, Susie, an idea of how do these scholarship programs come together? Because it's a complicated process, but it's also not in some sense.
Well, and you've been through the process with us, Zach, and so you definitely can speak on it a bit as well. But it started back in the 80s with John and Dee Dee Howard. They decided they wanted to help the community. They were, you know, John Howard is a huge, you know, music fella, you know, band instructor and band director. But they really wanted to encourage instrumental music performance, you know, and so they started a scholarship, the John and Dee Dee Howard Instrumental Music Scholarship. And over the years, we've had individuals, families, organizations, all who decided to start a scholarship for lots of different reasons. Many of them are to honor a loved one, award a benevolent behavior, or even encourage a particular profession or talent. So, you know, it's for lots of reasons, but that's how they got started. And we just kept growing the scholarship program every year. Another organization or person says, hey, I want to start one. Let me do this too. This is a great way to help the community.
And folks can actually do that themselves if they have a great idea, which we'll talk about in just a little bit here. But first, we actually do have a scholarship recipient that is with us today on the Coast Social Network, and that is Grace Weckworth. And Grace, where are you from again?
I'm from Waterville area. So
awesome.
And I go to Waterville Public Schools.
And did you just graduate from there recently?
Yeah, this past year was my senior year. So I'm off to college in the fall.
Fantastic. Congratulations. So what scholarship programs did you you were awarded? Which ones were those this year?
So I won the Heart of Cook Scholarship and also the Fred S. Upton Scholarship too. So,
and those are two of the probably most well-known scholarship programs that are part of the Berrien Community Foundation, and you're going to probably put them to good use because you are majoring in chemical engineering, I am reading here, and I got to tell you, even though I'm not doing any of the math you're about to do, it's still making me sweat just thinking about it. So, what does it mean to be awarded these scholarships, you know, for all your hard work in high school and what you plan to do for hard work in college?
Well, it's actually going to help me out a ton. My mom is like, I'm not paying for your college. You need to apply for like 100 scholarships. You need to get it in there and get it done. So I filled out applications. I went to the website, filled out a whole bunch of them online and turned in everyone I could maybe even just a little bit apply to.
And, you know, these two in particular with the Berrien Community Foundation, the application process was fairly easy because it was, for the most part, you know, all the things that you've done and accomplished, and it was fairly easy to prove by, again, going through the scholarship process. But it's simple for others who want to also do the same thing, right?
Yep, Yep. It was pretty simple. Other websites, you know, they take you all over the place. You never know if it's like a scam or not, but these are all community scholarships, all local. So that was very helpful.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, what does it mean to actually know that the money that you are receiving for your awesome efforts and what you hope to have as a great college career is actually coming from right here locally within your community? What does that mean to you?
It means I always, even though I go far away and I might go and visit other places and other colleges, I always have a community back here that cares about me. And, you know, I always have a home here with people who are willing to put money towards my dreams and my goals, which is really great. It means a lot to me.
It sure is. And Grace, we appreciate you being on this morning. Susan, if you could tell us a little bit more about how folks find out about scholarships, and perhaps maybe they have a great idea for one that they would like to start a legacy and bring another scholarship program forward so we can grow that amount next year that is given out to Berrien County students.
We are always happy to talk to someone about any way that they are passionate about how to help the community. So if you have a resource and you want to meet a need in our community, you should give us a call, because we would love to talk to you about it, whether it's time or talent or treasure. We're looking for folks who want to do or who want to fund something or who want to help us make good decisions. So you should definitely reach out to us. And then, of course, all those folks who might be going to school, whether you're a recently graduating high school senior or you are an adult who's going back to school or you're even a current college student, you can go to our website at berriencommunity.org/scholarships and you can check out what we have. I encourage folks to make sure they're checking back with us in December. Mid-December is when we usually have all the scholarships up and ready again for application. And every year we're adding 5, 6 and more sometimes scholarships to our program. So you never know what's going to be there. And there's probably one for you if you just keep checking back with us. We're really committed to helping folks reach their educational goals and live their best life here in Berrien County. And if anybody has any other questions, they can always reach out to us at the foundation at 983-3304 or through our website at berriencommunity.org.
Thank you so much to Susan Matheny, the program manager at Berrien Community Foundation, for joining us this morning, as well as one of the scholarship winners, Grace Weckworth of the Waterville Elite area. It's here on the Coast Social Network, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.